Good morning. This is Dr. Mohammad Firoz Alam, Department of English, BN College. My dear student, I'd like to talk about The Age of Chivalry is Gone by Edmund Burke. First of all, I'd like to make your acquaintance with the title. What exactly is this, The Age of Chivalry? Well, for Burke, the phrase stands as sort of shorthand for a social order founded on mutual respect and obedience to one's duty as defined by gender and social rank. The example he elaborates here is one of the noble courtier who, setting his own safety at naught, would stake all in the courageous defense of his queen. For Burke, this is not a self-interested figure who defends the queen because he expects some personal reward or because he is salaried member of the court or the military. Instead, chivalry refers to a figure whose very identity is defined by this sense of fulfilling a proper place in the social order. That sense of dignified obedience, to borrow Burke's words, leads rather paradoxically to the spirit of an exalted freedom, which emerges even in servitude itself. The crucial point here is that the courtier who exhibits some act of genuine chivalry is not motivated by some individual profit motive, but rather by a generous loyalty that finds meaning and satisfaction in fulfilling his role in the larger social order. Burke is remarkable for his insight into the roots of the revolution in Europe. Most writers saw the conflict as one between older aristocratic norms and the laborers or republicans who sought to expand the franchise of those persons who were on the present system excluded from any genuine political significance. But Burke identifies these renegated not as laborers or republicans or even as the discontented and disenfranchised lower orders. Instead, he calls them sophisters, economists, and calculators. In other words, people who consider their actions in the world in fundamentally selfish economic terms. Such a person, in Burke's view, would not jump to the queen's defense simply out of generous loyalty. No, these economists and calculators would spring to the queen's defense only if there was reason to believe such a daring act would be personally profitable. In this assessment, Burke was present this story in a very significant manner. And another word we can say, dear student, in the American Revolution, the French Revolution, and eventually the British unrest that led eventually to the Reform Bill in 1832, what was really at stake was not so much a battle between the haves and the have-nots. Instead, it was a realignment of individuals, psychological and cultural relationship to the monarch in particular and the state in general. In Burke's view, an older chivalric code of selfless devotion to the monarchy was giving way to a modern economic consciousness in which actions are motivated by self-interest. The very fact that my students today tend to see paradox in Burke's claim that freedom is to be found in dignified obedience demonstrates just how thoroughly the ideology of the economist and calculators has won the ideological conflict. Burke is right, the age of chivalry is gone, whether that death ought to be mourned or celebrated is still an open question. My dear friends, I would like to quote in few words because I have a short of time. You people understand my problems. For useful comparison text, readers may want to look at the excerpts from Charlotte Smith's Immigrants, which notices the causes of civil unrest in the 1790s, and from Wordsworth's Michael, wherein the title character represents an irretrievably lost agrarian life that is in some ways analogous to Burke's chivalry. So, my dear student, I would like to end my lecture. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. In the next class, I will discuss about the next topic. But there is one request. If you people have any kind of problem with regard to my lecture, you can put your problem on the WhatsApp and individually you can talk to me. Apart from this, here you know, if you have any kind of your problem from your syllabus, then you can also put before me. I will discuss or I will sort out in the next lecture. Thanks again for patient hearing.